Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely terrific, blessed day today as we continue to watch what is happening in Canada. It's become quite disturbing to see the level of tyranny that has started to ensue up there when people don't want to comply with tyrannical, lawless orders. As we saw now over the last couple of days, we had full-blown military operations with guys in, you know, full kit, full body armor, M4 machine guns, arresting individuals in the middle of the street, basically, and clearing the bridge. And now we've taken the step further. I guess you'd say they have taken the step further with Canada's Deputy Prime Minister, with the Emergencies Act. Now, what they did was, remember, the beginning of the week, I told you guys, Trudeau signed basically the Canadian Emergency Powers Act, which pretty much removed any and all rights from Canadian citizens. It's basically, it's a wartime act is what it is. It's what Canada signs if they are basically attacked, so they don't have to go through any type of procedure or, you know, approval to ready the military for, you know, a imminent invasion, so to speak. That's pretty much the only reason this is ever signed, or if there's some massive terrorist cell organization that's attacking the country from all parts, some extreme measure where people are being killed left and right, and the only thing left to do is to bring in the military. Well, of course, they decided to sign this because truckers decided they don't want to get injected with experimental RNA gene therapy, and it gives the government carte blanche immunity to stop the terrorist freedom convoy, which is what they've designated them now as a terrorist organization. And now they've taken the step further with the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, has now announced these new emergency powers will include expanding terrorist financing rules to target crowdfunding efforts that have been supporting the freedom convoy. Now, we've already seen GoFundMe and other companies completely seize finances. Well, they're taking it a step further, way further now. She goes on to say, and I quote, "First, we are broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules to include crowdfunding platforms and payment service providers they use. These changes cover all forms of digital assets, including cryptocurrency. The illegal blockades have highlighted the fact that crowdfunding platforms and some of the payment service providers they use are not fully captured under the proceeds of Crime and Terrorist Financing Act." In other words, what she's saying is the Canadian government now considers donating to a civil rights movement and basically a human rights and a medical freedom right activist as terrorism. She says, and I quote, "If your truck is being used in these illegal blockades, your corporate and private accounts will now be frozen. Insurance on your vehicle will now be suspended. There will be no court order required. Simply the bank will be able to freeze the accounts under the mere assumption you have donated funds or you're using funds to facilitate the Trucker Freedom Convoy." And she goes on to say they will have full legal immunity, meaning the banks now have got carte blanche immunity to seize any personal account, any corporate account at any point in time if they even slightly think that you may have possibly donated even a dollar to a freedom convoy, or if you are in the freedom convoy, or if you're a trucker that is basically helping support the convoy. This is mind-boggling. We've never seen anything like this in basically Western culture. Normally, almost under any circumstances, for finances to be frozen or seized on a bank account, there has to be some type of evidence. There has to be some type of asset forfeiture law that is being found. There has to be some type of suspicion of a crime. Well, the truth is there is no crime being done. There's simply people that are protesting. There's simply people that are donating money to protesters that aren't even there involved in it. They're simply donating money to try to help support the freedom and health and wellness and the ability for people to make their own medical choices. Now, that's past that now. And to take it a step further, like I said, now she's saying your vehicle insurance will now be canceled, meaning if you're a trucker, you have a CDL, and you now have been involved in this, your accounts are shot. Your business account shot, your corporate account shot, your personal account shot. Everything's frozen right now. And now your insurance is shot, which means even if you leave, now they can try to arrest you on driving and operating a truck or driving with a CDL without insurance. This is so far totalitarian. I was expecting something like, to be, when I heard this, I got confused. I was like, is this Australia? I did. I was like, this must be Australia. And I saw Prime Minister Trudeau. And I was like, oh my gosh, this isn't Australia. This is Canada. This is right north of the border of us. Think about this for a second, my friends. If they're willing to do this over people protesting a couple weeks over medical freedoms, think of how far they'd be willing to go if they had a kill switch in every vehicle and they had ability to shut down everything on your vehicle at any point in time if they simply didn't like what you said. The next step, what they're going to start doing is they're going to say, well, guess what? The Terrorist Financing Act is now going to go over to anybody that speaks positive on social media about what's happening up there. That'll be next. I promise you guys. If they're going to this route, that's what they're going to say. If you support, if you repost, if you like, if you basically put up any type of social media platform that you agree with the Freedom Convoy, you are now engaging in terroristic activity and your accounts will be frozen. This is why I have told people repeatedly over the years, always make sure you have an outside cash dash, either with silver, gold, even cash currency, you know, even the junk silver with the quarters and the dimes, even platinum, something that you have out of the main system, because they now have shown you under no certain terms are they going to respect medical freedom or personal liberties in Canada. This takes it a whole step further than I've ever expected to have happen with Canada. Basically, Canada just dropped into a full-blown dictatorship without any law of any kind. No Bill of Rights, no charter, nothing. Nothing at all. This is a full-blown dictatorship now. You don't agree with what you're doing and you protest it, we shut you down. We steal your money, we take your license, we take your insurance, and we arrest you. What they're going to do is now I'm sure they're going to start making an example out of everyone and start basically towing trucks off and impounding them. That'll be next. They've already tried to do that with multiple ones. The problem is it's hard to do with those that big of machinery. This is why I said from the very beginning back in 2020, do not comply with any mandates at all that are occurring and being forced upon everybody. This is what happens when you give tyrants an inch. They steal a mile from you. And when they steal that mile, it's virtually impossible to get that mile back without a full-blown war. The thing is, in Canada, there's massive gun restrictions up there. I don't know how far they're willing to take this, my friends. This is something unprecedented. And now, of course, got to push the Ukraine narrative. Oh, Russia and the United States are doing rival drills in the Middle East now. We're having all this theater buildup for war. Are we going to go to war? Maybe. Is it the first time the bankers took us to war? Absolutely not. That's been going on for centuries. But again, you notice mainstream media doesn't want to talk about what's going on. They don't want to talk about all the people that have continually been dropping dead from getting the shot. I saw another interview on German TV where an interviewer was literally talking in German about pushing for the shots. And she goes, so you're saying that we should only activate mandatory vaccination as soon as it will be vital. Wouldn't it be much too late then? Pfeiffer then begins mumbling unintelligibly, can't understand what she's saying. She stares off in the distance, her eye starts twitching, and she falls over. Flat falls over. Those said, oh, it was a fainting spell because she didn't eat enough breakfast. Oh, okay. That must have been what it was. Also, the similar scenario last week during an Olympics broadcast by German news channel ZDF, where a cameraman suffered a dizzying spell and fell over while he was trying to record. Oh, and let's not forget about earlier last month when Brazilian TV journalist Rafael Silva, 36 years old, fainted on air while presenting the news. The incident happened just 3 days after Silva bragged about receiving his third COVID vaccine dose, the booster. Or we can't forget about Heather McDonald collapsing on stage after bragging about being double vaxxed and triple vaxxed and boosted and shingle shot and that Jesus loves her more than everybody else. She fell down and basically knocked herself out. Ironically enough, I saw an interview with her yesterday. I'm not laughing at the fact that she was severely injured. Now I'm laughing that she basically was mocking Jesus. And, you know, I told you guys on that last show, it doesn't take much to figure out there's certain things you can and can't do. Galatians 6:7 is very clear about that. Do not deceive. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that will he also reap. You start making jokes like that on TV. You start making jokes like that in front of people. It's not funny. She didn't just say God or just make a random generality. She used the name of Jesus in a very blasphemous way. And now she's on interview with Dr. Drew, and he's asking her basically about what happened. And she goes, and she says, I don't know what happened. You know, I had the Moderna shot about 3 weeks before it clapped on stage. And Dr. Drew says, yeah, the most common time period for adverse side effects from the booster is about 2 to 3 weeks. And he said a huge common side effect is basically fainting and blacking out. And he goes, the first thing I did was look to see if you had evidence of myocarditis. She goes, what's that? He goes, well, it's inflammation of the heart. Changes the way the heart muscle functions. It's very, very deadly. And then she goes on to say, I mean, you know, what can I do? I don't think I'm going to get the fourth booster, so I will say that. I think I am done. She said that on an interview with him. She said, I'm done. I think I'm no longer going to get any more shots now.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
After you jab yourself with enough toxins, you black out and you basically almost crack your skull open. She had to wear sunglasses on the interview because I'm sure her eyes are black. She hit so hard. Oh, imagine that. The truckers in Canada said they don't want to get this shot that everybody's dropping dead from and blacking out from and dying. Oh, imagine that. They don't want to do it now. They parked their trucks in protest. Now we're seeing the real true colors of the Canadian government and how far they're willing to go to maintain their power and maintain their tyranny. Remember what I always say. Find out who you can't criticize. Find out who you can't resist, and you will find out who quickly owns you. Canada's finding out real quick that they better follow the law or else they are going to basically be shut down. Now is the time that these individuals have to keep pushing, because if they falter the line now and they take a step back and they don't basically continue to push, this Canadian government is going to basically realize that Canada's done. They can do anything they want to you now if they can force you to take kill shots against your will in order to survive and make a living. What do you think that about this whole debacle that's going up there right now?
Well, we need to all pray for Canada. That's what we need to do, and pray for basically for them to stand their ground. You know, you've got to step back for a second and look at all of this stuff. As far as the listeners today, I want you to do this with me real quick, and I want you to see the tie-ins of all the stuff that I've talked about repeatedly on this show as far as how it's now being manifest in Canada. First and foremost, when Klaus Schwab says, you know, Justin Trudeau, you know, he's been to my young leadership conference. Him and Putin and Angela Merkel, leaders of the future, okay? We got to realize that this Kabbalist clown, this weirdo, probably a warlock, I'm sure he's some type of wizard, and he basically is telling us that these people have been trained through his Kabbalist network to bring in a new world order and a new world government. And then we have to look at Disney now, coming out on Hulu with the new movie. And the poster for the movie is basically a female hand, says fresh on it, being sold as fresh meat on cannibalism. Yeah, that's Disney's really tainting themselves. And on and on and on. And we've got to understand that this whole thing in the Ukraine, notice how they always do stuff on multiple fronts. The thing in the Ukraine is pure obfuscation. Putin has no interest in going to war with Europe. But they're testing everything, and they're keeping everybody scared to death. I've got a friend of mine who's a pilot. I mentioned this the other day. He said that basically his lessons have gone to zero because everybody's scared the United States is going to war. And, you know, and so what they're doing with all of this is they're beta testing it. They're seeing which they get the most traction on. And when they get the most traction on it, they continue to push it. And when they get too much pushback from an internet standpoint, see, it's very easy for the internet to track global response because of algorithms. How many people are logging on? How many people are commenting? How many people are supporting the truckers in Canada? What's the percentage? How many people want to hear the truth? How many people are burned out? How many people have been shell-shocked to the point now, like they learned in Tavistock from World War I, that they'll accept anything? But, you know, I just got to say it this way. You know, heck of a job, Kabbalists, Democrats, weirdos. You managed to bring back the 1918 pandemic, the 1929 depression, the 1968 race riots, and the 1973 gas prices all at the same time. I got to give them credit for this. And the rumors of war with Putin, that's back now too. You know, and Angela Merkel's gone now. Thank God that Jezebel's out of the, that witch is gone, that hardcore Kabbalist Luciferian communist witch. But now Germany is pushing for full mandatory vaccines for everybody, like Austria is. But the people in Austria said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to take any more vaccines. And the uptick of the vaccines in Austria hasn't happened. In fact, they haven't increased any vaccines because people just said, no, we're not going to do it, because there's enough people over the age of 50 and, like Austin, over the age of 30 who are raised correctly with old-fashioned values. They're saying, well, no, how about we don't take a kill shot? We've watched all of these soccer players, which is basically what they call football in Europe, fall and drop dead and have heart attacks and collapse on the fields. I mean, dozens and dozens of them. You know, why the NFL players haven't dropped, I don't know. Maybe because they're not giving the NFL players real harsh, you know, real hardcore mRNA vaccines. Maybe they're just getting placebos. Maybe they're making sure they don't have the NFL players dropping dead on the field. But we sure have enough other people dropping dead and collapsing. I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday. His name's Bill. And he runs a business here locally, and he was deathly ill. And the business forced him to take the kill shot. They forced him, and he was mad. He almost quit, but he didn't. But now he came down with a really bad case of Omicron, or whatever you want to call this bioweapon, this latest release, and was almost hospitalized. He still has fluid in his lungs, got unbelievably sick, but he was taking Health Master supplements. He managed to get through it. I said to him yesterday, and I said it very sincerely, I'm glad you're not dead. I'm glad you're alive. And he goes, me too. And I said, you don't understand. If you'd have gone to the hospital with this, you'd been dead. And he goes, I know. But, you know, I said, well, it's the remdesivir. It's the death protocol they use now. And again, think about it. For all the people that are over the age of 65 or 66 or 62 and you're collecting your Social Security, you're a problem for the state. You're a problem because you're no longer a contributing unit to society, and all you do is, you know, collect your Medicare benefits and health benefits, et cetera, and you take money from the state, and you don't feed back into the Ponzi scheme, so they got to get rid of you. And that's what they're doing to all of us. They're basically beta testing everybody. Over with Prince Andrew now, he settled for like $14 million with this lawsuit he had as far as being part of the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. The Queen has told him he has to basically settle because they don't want to have all of the other royals who are involved with Epstein and all of the rest of this sick stuff. Remember Jerry Savile? You guys look that up way back when. All of these different people. It may not have been Jerry Savile, but it's another one. But it was definitely Savile. I'll look it up during the break. But the thing about it is that these guys, they've already been involved in a whole bunch of pedophile, satanic, weirdo stuff. And quite frankly, this girl who was suing this group and suing the prince, she probably could have gotten a lot more money. But the problem is, once you get over a certain amount of money, it's easier just to suicide you. And you say, well, what do you mean, Ted? Well, you heard me. To suicide you, it's easier to make sure you just die. And that way the lawsuit goes away. I know of a TV evangelist. I can't mention any names here because I was really doing, I know this in detail because I experienced a bunch of it, who basically was involved in hiring a hitman on another person who'd come against the ministry. I can't make it up, guys. Don't talk about it very often. And pretty soon I warned the guy who had come against this big, huge, multi-$100 million ministry. I said, look, you need to let this go. They're going to have you killed. And he goes, oh, no, that will never happen. He goes, I carry a gun with me. I'm an ex-cop, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, you have raked the coals too much on this one, bud. And within a week, he was dead. Within a week, I was at his funeral. Kid you not, he went out in public, and they found that he also just dropped dead, and that was it. And so on and on and on. This happened well over 20 years ago. But the reality is that, you know, these are the people that run the planet. You got to get this. The same group who are trying to create a civil war in Canada, trying to create a civil war in the United States, trying to create a civil war all over the planet to bring in chaos. Out of chaos will come a new world order. That's what it says. That's their mantra. And they want to have all of these countries fighting each other and in civil war. And then they'll come in with their NATO troops, and they'll bring the NATO troops in from all over the world, from Russia and from China and from all the other people that are part of the international banking cartels, you know, international banks that basically can seize and freeze your assets at will. and they will come in and they will basically take over the countries and create a new world government, which is their plan. This, they've said this openly. They want a new world order. George Bush had that in his big speech back in the 90s, and that's what they want. And they're behind times right now. They really have they expected to be a lot further ahead than they are. And I went into detail how they want that third temple and how they want to take their Antichrist out yesterday, so I'm not going to cover that again. But guys, listen to me. These are all beta tests. This Freedom Convoy is now terrorist organizations. This is a beta test to see how much the people can basically push forward before they push back. And you say, well, this is just – well, and remember, they're using a lot of this stuff, you know, from what happened with January the 6th, which was another beta test. I'm going to read you this. This is from Reuters. Now, Reuters and APY are both Rothschild-controlled news agencies. Just make sure you understand that. The Rothschilds control the dissemination of the news. They also control the giving of the news because they own almost all. Now, when I say Rothschilds, I'm talking about the bloodline families. I'm using that as a generic name. I'm talking about the bloodline families. I'm talking about BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. I'm talking about, you know, the Sassoons, the Rothschilds, the Kabbalist, Luciferian 200,000 people that run the planet, the real leaders of this world as far as the ones who pull the strings behind the scenes, who basically are all Kabbalists and Luciferians and Satanists. That's what I'm talking about. They control all of it. They're the ones that have told Disney to now to put out pieces of human flesh and sell them, you know, via posters for movies to further cause more and more and more filth and degenerate behavior in the world. This is who they are. Okay, got to understand who they are. They are the synagogue of Satan, to quote the Bible. And they're beta testing us, and that's what they're doing. But the World Economic Forum is the one running the whole show, and he has said that. And I've called and I've quoted him on who the leaders are. Biden gives this is from Reuters. Biden gives January the 6th panel access to Trump's White House visitor logs. Now listen to this. I want you to listen to the wording of this. President Joe Biden has rejected former President Donald's executive privilege claims and ordered White House visitor logs to be released to the panel investigating – listen to this. Listen how they say this. To released to the panel investigating the deadly January the 6th, 21 attack, according to a letter released on Wednesday. You see how they push that? Now listen to this. In a letter to the National Archives, Biden's White House counsel granted congressional investigators access – to the data given the urgency of their work probing Trump's – listen to the words – probing Trump's supporters' violent siege at the Capitol last year and ordered the agency to turn over the logs within 15 days. The president has determined that an assertion of executive privilege is not in the best interest of the United States, says Biden. Now listen to me. All of this stuff is going in to demonize the January the 6th protesters and keeping them in prison and keeping them fined, and keeping them rotting behind bars and not making bail. This is the beta test that was done and shown to the world to basically let the people know in Canada that if they try to do the same thing and try to stand against what government tyranny is doing to Canada, that they're going to be arrested. Their bank accounts are going to be seized. They're going to be held without bond, and on and on and on. This is to provoke fear. Now, what they're doing is they're intentionally taking the people of the planet and they're poking them with a stick in the corner to see how far they can push them with algorithms. Now, what they want to do, they don't want to have a full-blown insurrection. Now, stay with me on this one real quick. They don't want to have civil war in the United States. They want to pretend like there's a civil war in the United States so they can bring the United Nations troops in. They don't want to have Russia, who they also control, via the Russian Central Bank through the World Economic Forum. They don't really want Russia to go into the Ukraine and cause a big war and have Europe go into another war right now. They just want to make you think that's what they're trying to do. See, if they say to you and they wag the dog like they've done to see how many people will believe this thing with Russia, I told you months ago this was a lie, this wasn't going to happen. This was all kabuki theater, it was all hogwash, right? But if they say, massive riot in Cincinnati, thousands of troops are being deployed. National Guard have been deployed. And people in Cincinnati are going, where? Where? But the media has been turned off in Cincinnati. The cell towers have been turned off. The phone lines have been turned off. And suddenly, the United States seeks help from the United Nations, Russian and Chinese troops to invade quickly to Cincinnati.
Oh, another spontaneous eruption has just occurred in St. Louis. People in St. Louis are going, oh, what the heck's he talking about? There's nothing going on here. Oh, no, the troops are coming into St. Louis now. That's what they want. They want to have this show. It's like they say when Hitler burned the Reichstag, you know, to basically declare, you know, make himself Führer in 1933 after he took power. And they said that the communists had come in, which they could have, who knows, and burned the Reichstag. A lot of people say it was a false flag and he did it himself. You know, this is all, you remember the Bay of Tonkin with the United States? Remember that? You know, there was never, attacked. It got us into World War, got us into the Vietnam War. Look at the USS Liberty, how that was completely covered up in the media. Nobody wanted to talk about it. We talked about that in depth yesterday. All of this stuff is theater, because when they control the airwaves, they control the thoughts and the minds and the energy field around the planet. This is the same thing they did with the pyramids, the energy fields they created, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. And God came in and he ripped the continents apart, which only God can do, and basically shut off the magnetic ley lines. See, when you move water through cracks and fissures and rocks at about 200 meters per second, you actually create an energy field around it. And I personally believe that a lot of these pyramids had these energy fields being created from this quote-unquote movement of water underneath them, creating, especially when they were on magnetic ley lines, creating a giant energy field around the planet where they could create every thought of every man evil all time. When God flooded the planet, not only did he flood the planet, he ripped the continents apart, because it used to be one giant landmass. And by doing that, he shut off these fissures that were feeding all of these pyramids and all of these energy fields. This is why I've told you guys repeatedly, in my opinion, we're not going to have a nuclear war. They just spent trillions of dollars, literally hundreds of billions or trillions globally, who knows? Who knows what the real numbers are, on installing 5G towers everywhere. I mean, they're ludicrous here in Florida, ludicrous. They're everywhere. And they're not going to come in now and nuke the doggone planet and take down their own energy field to control the hearts and the minds of the people here. The 5G towers are energy weapons. If you read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, it'll really wake you up. It's a good book. And what's interesting about it is they said they could control, back in the 60s and 70s, a person's perceptions and how they felt and their feelings and their emotions by giving them a specific energy field frequency of those particular emotions. In other words, being depressed creates a certain energy field, a certain logarithmic energy field, a certain frequency. And if they beam that into you, you get depressed. If you become suicidally depressed, they can make you do that. They can also make you nauseous and puking your guts out. They can do anything they want by energy fields, because they've basically taken these energy fields and they've recorded them from individuals who are suffering from particular ailments, and they've actually can broadcast them back out and create the entire energy field in a giant area around the 5G tower, which can make everybody in that area unbelievably agitated, unbelievably angry, unbelievably sick, unbelievably nauseous, unbelievably suicidal. That's the scary part about the technology they have. I've gone into detail with this, how this was beta tested in the Gulf War. The active denial systems can do the same thing. They don't have to make your skin burn. They can make you unbelievably suicidally depressed. And that's why I say to you guys, it's so important when you have a Wi-Fi system in your house at night, you know, and you've got this internet plugged in, that you unplug it. Don't turn it off. Unplug it from the wall. Kill the power to it. Do everything you possibly can to protect yourself from all of this energy that they bring, this microwave energy they're pumping in via 5G and via electronics into your home, because they can create the energy field they want to you and cause you to become that way. Now, if you read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, the one guy, this actually just kind of blew my mind. They were trying to stop the heart of goats using the energy of Lucifer. I kid you not. And one guy was actually able to kill a goat by staring at it long enough. That's why the name of the book is The Men Who Stare at Goats. Stop the goat's heart. With the energy he was creating being tied into, I guess, some type of interface with Lucifer himself. The guy flipped out when he did it. You're going to have to read the book. And so this is where they're taking it all. That's why you say, well, gosh, Ted, that sounds nuts. I know it sounds nuts. I'm just telling you what the book said. But the thing about it is that we've got to understand that the world is made of energy, okay? When you take the atoms and you blow them up and you look at them from a subatomic level, it's almost all space held together through energy. In other words,
if you took an atom and you made the nucleus of the atom the size of a pea, and you put the pea on the 50-yard line in a giant football stadium, the first electron orbit of the electrons would be at the top of the bleachers hundreds of yards away, and everything from the pea to the top of the bleachers is empty space. That's what Jesus says, and the Bible says that through Jesus all things are held together. Why do you think when Jesus died on the cross that the entire earth started to shake and there were earthquakes and all these things were happening everywhere? Because the Son of God had just died. Think about it for a second. If he held it all together, it all started coming apart. And I personally believe if God Almighty himself had not intervened when that happened, the entire planet would have disintegrated around us, around the people that were there then, because of what they had done to Christ. Through Christ, all things are held together. And so that's what we have to understand. We live in a giant energy field that's almost all empty space. And when they want to put certain energy frequencies through that empty space, they can create certain emotions from you. I know this is theoretical physics. I understand this is advanced, but you guys are smart and you listen to us talk about this stuff all the time, which nobody else wants to talk about. But we talk about this stuff because I want you to understand. That's what the power of prayer does. It changes the energy field. It changes everything. We can do all things through Christ. That's why he says that. That's why God says that, because he understands it, because he built it. He made it. He understands that when we call on the name of Jesus, because we're in blood covenant with God Almighty, through Jesus, we call on his name and we go before the infinite throne of God, the omnipresent God, that we can do all things through him. And that's the thing we've got to understand. That's why I keep saying every single day, the only answer we have in any of this is Jesus, because without him, we are completely and totally hosed. Hosed, H-O-S-E-D, hosed. We have no hope. That's why I say to people who don't believe in Christ, I'm like, how do you have any hope? I mean, you got to have hope in God. And, you know, see, this is the thing they wanted to make us, and they come up with these crazy theories about how the earth is moving through the universe, being dragged by the sun at a million miles an hour, and we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, and we've got all these crazy things they come up with to try to dehumanize what God did for us by creating the earth. I'm not going to go any further than that, but I'm going to just tell you that. It's one of those things. It's all a giant psyop of what they're telling us and what they're doing to us. We've got to understand something, guys. We were created in the image of the Most High God. These entities that are on this planet hate us because of that. That's why they've done everything they possibly can to breed themselves into our DNA pool to basically change us to become something else. Why do you think they're giving us an mRNA shot? They don't want you to be human anymore. They want you to be something else. They want to change you. They want to transform you. Elon Musk is putting up 20,000 satellites. Well, I got a question on all that. I got a question. Where are all the rockets going up for this? You know, we live close to the Cape. Elon Musk is putting up 20,000 satellites. Where are they all launching from? I'm just asking guys that question. Where are all the satellites being launched from? Are they using Atlas V rockets? What are they using? How are they getting satellites into orbits and 20,000 of them, and we're not seeing rockets going up on an ongoing basis every single day? Where are they launching from? Just thought I'd mention that one, too, to make you guys think through that one with me. So all of this stuff that we're being told, this kabuki theater that is this planet being controlled by these interdimensional entities that hate human beings, almost all of it's lies. And that's why we try to go back to the scripture every single day to make you guys realize that we're not of this world, guys. We're kind of just like passing through. And we kind of are here, but then we're not. I mean, I'm 66 years old. I'll be 67 in November. And I'm at the point now in my life when I look back and I go, you know, and I was praying the other day. Let me get personal with you guys for a second. I was praying for you guys and praying. And I thanked God for being led by his Holy Spirit. And I said, I told the Lord, I said, and Lord, and I look back and I see there's only many times in my life, there's only one set of footprints and they're not mine as far as the footprints, my path, because you were carrying me and you were leading me through this. Guys, that's what we all have to do is be led through the Holy Spirit, because if we're not led through the Holy Spirit, if we're not thinking of the things of God in our life, I mean, you know, like Austin was, you know, quoting Galatians a few minutes ago, and I thought to myself, wow. God will not be mocked. And I thought to myself, you know, Dawson's a pretty macho guy. I'm a pretty macho guy. We all carry guns. And yet here we are quoting scripture and submitting to the lordship of Jesus Christ, which is what men are supposed to do. Because if you don't submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ, how are you supposed to lead your family? I'm asking you guys that. Ladies, if you're single and you're trying to raise a family and you're not submitting to the lordship of Jesus Christ, how are you supposed to raise your family? How are your children supposed to learn from your example, men and women? Guys, listen to me. We're only here for a little while, and then we're gone. You know? And so it's not what we accomplish on this planet that means anything. It's what we do for God for eternity. I mean, what we do on this earth echoes for an eternity. That's why we've got to keep our hearts and minds in Jesus. Do your Bible study every day. Read your scripture. I have read the New Testament literally hundreds of times. I've read Proverbs hundreds of times. I've read through the Bible from Genesis all the way to the end of it multiple times. It's so important that you have the word inside of you. So when you know something's wrong and you've read it in the Bible, you know it's not right. It's like, you know, I've got a friend of mine, and they thought they were being taught in their church that homosexuality was okay. Well, my friend had only really learned from the New Testament, which still says it's not okay, but they were misquoting verses. Like some guys will twist scripture and tell a girl they're dating, as long as we're engaged, it's okay to have sex before we get married, just to try to basically have another notch on their bedpost. I mean, just twisted people out there. And my sister finally, started talking. She goes, well, what is the Bible? So I gave her the scripture out of the Old Testament. Remember what Jesus said? Not a jot, not a tittle shall be taken away from this until all things are accomplished. Listen to me, friends. The Bible, the Torah, the Pentateuch, the five first books of Levitical law, that's the word of God given to Moses. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever, along with our New Testament, you know, along with the Bible. And we've got to understand that. And so when we take and read the word of God, the Bible, and we listen to it and we learn it, then when things happen to us, we can discern through the Holy Spirit very quickly if it's of God or not. God will never tell you to do something that he told you not to do. I'm going to tell you that. God will never tell you that homosexuality is okay. He won't do that because he's already said it's not okay and not to do it. So we got to understand that the word of God has to be our template. And we have to stand against evil, because these groups of people that don't believe in the Bible, who twist it, who want us to practice from their Zohar, these witches and weirdos and warlocks like Klaus Schwab and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all the rest of these sickos, they want to twist the word of God. They want to twist the scripture to make you believe the lie. Here's the problem for most people on the planet. Jesus said this: light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Why is that? Well, sometimes, guys, when you see stuff that you can't unsee and you realize what's really going on, the way we explain it on this show, and a lot of other broadcasters are also coming to the light that we've tried to shine out for everybody for the last, you know, almost 10 years now, they're starting to realize, wait a minute, if you don't have Jesus in the middle of this, if you don't have Christianity in the middle of it, then all we're doing is being misled and being tossed to and fro from every wind of doctrine, and we don't know what to believe anymore. Am I right or wrong, guys? Listen to me. You tell me. You send me emails. Am I right or am I wrong? We've got to have a basis of everything we believe in on the word, in the word, for the word of God. And then we can honor him, because we know we're praying. If you're praying something that God tells you not to do, why are you doing that? God's not going to say okay. He's already said no to that. And the only way you'll know that is you have to learn the scripture. If you're not sure, just look it up. Search it online and go look it up and see what the scriptures say about this. But be very careful, because remember what happened with the Scofield commentary. You start running into commentaries that will tell you what your itching ears want to hear and not the truth. And they'll twist scripture. Be very careful with all of that stuff. Examine the scriptures to make sure that what you're being told is true. Franklin Graham starts promoting the clot shot. He ends up with myocarditis or pericarditis, has to have surgery, almost kills himself with this. Why would you do anything that destroyed your temple? Don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple? His spirit lives within you. And if you destroy God's temple, he will destroy you. Yeah. And I include all other shots, measles shots, MMR shots, all of those in that category. Why? Because the side effects. Austin did a really good analogy yesterday, and he was talking about how many people are coming down with certain types of diseases and how many, what percentages and all this other kind of stuff, and you know, looking at it from a statistical standpoint. And I'm going to take it one step further than that. He was talking about with Ford Motor Company and how the axles would lock up and the thing would slide sideways and the truck would flip over, but they had full immunity from it. You guys remember the show yesterday. Here's what's interesting about that. Let's take it another step. And he was talking about the repeal of the 1986 law that Reagan had done as far as giving these vaccine manufacturers full immunity from side effects. Listen to me for a second. It's worse than you think. Let's go back to the Ford Motor Company vehicles, and let's just use them as a metaphor. This is a metaphor. It's not real. Ford gets full immunity from the government no matter what happens. And one out of 32 trucks or cars or anything else they produce blows up and everybody inside dies. Yeah, you can't sue them. If you want to sue the government because they gave Ford immunity, you have to go to court and petition. Okay? Guys, one in 32 kids are coming down with autism. Do you see the metaphor? This is how much, and this is this group's owned by BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, Bloodline Families. It's run by the Kabbalists who are doing nothing but trying to destroy the IQ of these children and these productive children and basically rendering them empty vessels that are going to be, we're going to be responsible for these kids all of their lives. And when we die, they'll be state sponsored. Who's going to pay these trillions of dollars in aggregate all over the world for these children that are autistic when their parents die and nobody else can afford to take care of them? This is all part of their plot to destroy God's creation. And they have immunity. I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling. They have immunity against this. And, guys, that's why I say to you guys, until we get rid of the international banking cartels, the Luciferians, the Babylonian money magic wizard weirdos, freaks that do all of this stuff, who worship Lucifer and then print money out of nothing, until we get rid of these clowns and stop this immunity for all of these corporations for what they do and all the stuff that we talk about on the show, it's not going to help. That's why we have to continue to petition God and stay in prayer. But guys, think about it. And I've talked about this before, and I know I'm going a little bit long, and I got that. But think about it. We've killed 60 million babies in the United States, probably closer to 70, honestly. In hundreds, it was over 100 million dead last year from abortion. These are God's children, and we're killing them. How would that make you feel if you were the parent? If you had created human beings and they're killing each other through abortion? Through a mass ritual human sacrifice to create an energy field around the planet to make sure everybody's thoughts are evil all the time. That's what they're doing. These people are sick. They're not people, actually. They're some kind of foreign DNA that has been introduced into the planet through the fallen angels. I mean, I don't want to get into that. I talked about a lot of that yesterday. But I just want to share that with you. They're doing a beta test, and they're looking at the algorithms on what's happening in Canada, what's happening in Germany, what's happening in Ukraine, and they're seeing how far they can push us in the aggregate. Austin, what do you think? But what's your next story?
Oh, you're exactly right. I've talked about this in detail, and I talked about it on another radio show a while back ago in detail about the algorithms and what they use with Google and what they use with the NSA data collection center in Utah and how they continue monitoring every text, every tweet, every hashtag, every post on every platform, everywhere. They dragnet the whole thing, everything. You could see that very clearly in the movie Snowden. And that was just a glimpse of what happened in the 2000s and early teens. We're a decade past that now. Best you believe they've dialed it in even more detailed. And that's exactly what they're doing. And there's an article. I was trying to find it yesterday. I mentioned it, and everybody asked me about it. I got a bunch of emails on it. And I'm going to post it on the website today so you guys can see it. It's published September 29th, 2021. This is a detailed report on a study called Evidence for a Connection Between Coronavirus Disease 19 and Exposure to Radio Frequency Radiation from Wireless Communications, Including 5G. This is on the ncbi.gov website. It's basically a published study. And what's crazy about it is the study published, the scientists show evidence for a connection between COVID and exposure to radio frequency radiation from wireless communications, including 5G. They go on to say wireless communication radiation, which they refer to as WCR, has become an environmental stressor that has contributed to adverse health outcomes of patients infected with SARS-CoV-2 and increased the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic. We talked about this, guys, 2 years ago in detail, and there's been more and more research coming out. They recommend that all people, particularly those suffering from SARS-CoV-2 infection, reduce their exposure to WCRs, again, that's wireless communication radiation, as much as reasonably achievable until further research better clarifies the systematic health effects associated with chronic WCR exposure. And considering the agent-host environment applicable to all disease, we investigated a possible environmental factor in the COVID-19 pandemic. Ambient radio frequency radiation from wireless communication systems, including microwaves and millimeter waves. SARS-CoV-2, the virus that caused the COVID-19 pandemic, surfaced in Wuhan, China, shortly after the implementation of citywide fifth generation 5G of wireless communication radiation, and rapidly spread globally, initially demonstrating a statistical correlation to international communities with recently established 5G networks. If you guys remember, we broke this with Wuhan back in the beginning of 2020. There was also discussions on how Italy, numerous parts of Italy, they were having the massive pandemic hit all of a sudden. You remember all these old people, all these individuals getting unbelievably sick all of a sudden. They had also rolled in a huge aspect of 5G towers. Same thing happened in England. In this study, it goes on to say, we examined the peer-reviewed scientific literature on the detrimental bioeffects of WCR, wireless communication radiation, and identified several mechanisms by which WCR may have contributed to the COVID-19 pandemic as a toxic environmental factor. Conclusion, specifically, evidence presented here supports a premise that WCR, in particular 5G, may have exacerbated the COVID-19 pandemic by weakening host immunity and increasing SARS-CoV-2 virulence by amplifying immune dysfunction, including immunosuppression, autoimmunity, and hyperinflation, increasing cellular oxidative stress and the production of free radicals, exacerbating vascular injury, organ damage, and worsening cardiac disorders. Guys, they're talking about this research right here. Now, I remember when this came out, I briefly talked about it last year, and pretty much every single news outlet that even tried to have it brought up got shut down. They didn't want anybody talking about this. And they said, oh, it's fake news. It hasn't been fully peer-reviewed yet. It's not real. And I said, dude, there's a reason why they're publishing this, and it's not because they just want to try to put some fake news out there. There is significant research that ties in to what happens with wireless communication radiation. This has been going back since cell phones popped up in the 90s. And in the 2000s, they did research on this. There's research that's been shown with people that have had brain cancer. And they've shown, when they looked at the autopsy, that they had cancer tumors that were literally on the right side of their head, right where they held their cell phone up to them. And they found out that those individuals later on used cell phones all the time. They kept them pressed up against their head. This is back in the early 2000s, this research started coming out. So what makes you think when they put these giant cell towers up with essentially these giant cell phones that put up this unbelievably strong Wi-Fi signal, and it's short-term, remember, it's unbelievably strong, but it doesn't go far. That's why they have to put the towers up in such close unison. And then you see the research saying that wireless communication radiation very well has contributed to exacerbated the SARS-CoV-2 symptoms. Because remember, a lot of the symptoms people saw from SARS-CoV-2 are the same symptoms you get from wireless radiation frequency poisoning. My friends, it's time people start waking up and realize this is no longer fake news. This is no longer a game. The truth is out there, and the truth will set people free. They just have to get it out there. I mean, I get article after article every day. People email me. I get emails people send me. I get phone calls about somebody else they know died. There's another article somebody sent me yesterday about a Catherine Katie Novak, unbelievably strong fitness trainer, super positive, always hyping people up, apparently really popular. My condolences go to the family. She died in her sleep the other day. Katie Novak of St. Louis Park died unexpectedly on January 18th. Her family suspects her heart stopped while she was napping. She was 31 years old, extremely healthy, with no health problems in her background. She recently tested positive for COVID-19 but had no symptoms. But her son had tested positive for COVID-19, but Katie had tested negative. However, she was fully vaccinated. Heart stopped. Boom. Done. 31 years old. Healthy fitness trainer. Guys, it's my age. Younger than me. A couple years younger than me. Heart stops. Middle of the night. My friends, that's not normal. As much as the media wants to try to portray this BS that they're shoving in everybody's face saying, oh, there's just a few adverse events. It's normal. Healthy 31-year-old fitness trainers that don't smoke or drink and eat extremely clean don't have their heart stop at 31 years old. That's not normal. None of this is normal. Another article just came out. 6-year-old boy, Minnesota, suffering life-threatening injuries after receiving the Pfizer COVID shot. 6 years old. Golly, I just read that again. December 10th, Milo received the Pfizer vaccine, suffered breathing difficulties shortly thereafter. He was hospitalized 2 days later at the Mason Children's Hospital, where he was incubated and diagnosed with myocarditis. Myocarditis in a 6-year-old. He's remained intubated for a month and a half and is still in the hospital nearly 2 months later. Milo can't sit up on his own and is able to swallow his own saliva. They have learned now that he basically is more than likely not going to be able to walk or function as a normal child ever again unless something changes. 6 years old with myocarditis. Guys, that doesn't happen. This is not a common occurrence in young children at all. It is a rarity at best. Most people didn't even know what myocarditis was up until a year ago. I showed you guys the Google graph on that. A 600% spike in Google searches for myocarditis. You can look back keywords and terms. Now, they may have scrubbed it now. You go back to 2020, 2019, 2018, myocarditis, pericarditis. The Google search terms were virtually nothing on Google. I mean, you had a couple people here and there ever search the term. Now it's 600% up. Why is that happening? It's nobody wanting to correlate the fact that they're injecting people with RNA gene therapy for the first time in recorded history that was never long-term research under any circumstances whatsoever, had 3 months of clinical trials, and then suddenly phased out to the entire world and everybody told it was completely safe and effective, to quote the bumbling buffoon Biden as he walks off and tries to find out who's going to bring him his next ice cream cone or where they put his pudding. This is theater at its finest example. The problem is now the theater's become very real for a lot of people. It's no longer a joke, as many people are starting to find out now the side effects from this are very, very clear. But Dad was saying earlier, the media and what they do and talk about and how they completely control the narrative with their fake news. I'm going to show you guys like a 20-second clip real quick. You guys remember I repeatedly have talked about this and blasting it out when they got busted. When ABC News at the end of 2019 got busted for using the Knob Creek shooting range footage on the report, lying about Turkey's military attacking Kurd civilians, which ended up being a complete and total lie. I'll put the link on the website. You can see it. Knob Creek, by the way, is one of the biggest machine gun shootouts, legal shootouts, in the entire country every single year in Kentucky. Everything from miniguns with tracer rounds to, 50 caliber M2 HBs, everything you could think of, they have it there. ABC took footage offline from the shooting range and used it to say that they were invading, Turkey was invading and killing civilians. I want you guys to listen to this.
Situation rapidly spiraling out of control in northern Syria. 1 week since President Trump ordered U.S. forces out of that region, effectively abandoning America's allies in the fight against ISIS. This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the
You guys can go online and watch that link, and it's direct footage from Knob Creek. They got busted on it a week later and had to pull it down. If you don't think they're pulling full-blown theater on you on the mainstream media every single day, think again. This was one incident they got busted on. I got a dozen more I can show you. This one was just so prevalent because it was so blatant in everybody's face, and then we find out later on none of it was going on. It was complete and total lie. There's a skirmish with one firefight over there at that point in time, and there was no legitimate footage of anything. Go back and look and research MKUltra with the CIA and what they did with the television and perfecting it for mind control. Remember, the television is patented as a mind control device. That's what they originally established it with. When they have it this dialed in now in 2022 and they can literally say anything they want with any footage they want on television, they can control pretty much the entire narrative. That's why we do the show every day. Don't get me wrong. I love research and I love getting the truth out there. But I'll tell you one thing. It's exhausting doing a show every day. We very rarely ever run reruns. We're live every single day, Monday through Friday. We do this every day. It's not because I just absolutely enjoy going on radio every single day and researching for 4, 5, 6 hours. I love helping people. I love getting news out there. The reason why Ted and I do it is because we have to get the truth out there. Everybody's got to be proactive, even if it's a small amount, just from clicking a link and forwarding it to a friend on an email or taking our show link and forwarding it to somebody. Just little bits here and there, getting everybody involved. We're watching this play in Canada right now. This is a big play by the government. This is a big play by a tyrannical regime. It's so important we get the truth about what's really going on, and encourage also, my friends, for everybody to continue to stay prepped for what you need. If you need outside funds to keep outside the bank, I'm not giving you financial advice. You do what you want with that, and you keep them in a safe place as you need to. That's just my personal opinion. As we saw very clearly in Canada, your money is not safe anymore. They'll tell you whatever they want to tell you, and they'll make you think whatever they want you to think. But at the end of the day, if they don't like what you're doing, if they don't like your agenda, done. Shut the clock down. Whole bank account's frozen now. They're showing us real quick what they want to do. That's why it's so important you stay stocked up. If you need extra food, if you need MREs, if you need canned food, if you need organic food buckets from us, don't care what you stock up on. And try to make it as healthy as you can. But at the end of the day, if you need calories, you need calories. A lot of the junk food you got to be careful on, because it'll make you sick, some of the really, really cheap food buckets. That's why I carry the organic ones. But again, at the end of the day, if you got to go buy canned food and buy, stock them up. There's something very big brewing, and when they start having multiple fronts occur like we're seeing right now, like what happened after 9/11, there's something very big on the horizon. So again, thank you for the support. Thank you for keeping your immune system strong. I personally believe, I've already told you guys this, I think they're going to have something popping up very soon, whether it be some type of Ebola or HIV component or something. There's something weird. There's too many talks about Ebola and HIV popping up again. Now, whether or not it's going to be a real virus or a real pandemic or another lab-grown virus, or it's going to be something with 5G making everybody sick and they blame it on that, I don't know. But something's brewing up. So thank you again for the continued support of HealthMasters.com. Be sure to check out the product of the week. Y'all voted, and it won on the website at healthmasters.com, the magnesium brain food. I'll be putting it up on the website here shortly at healthmasters.com, so be sure to check it out. The magnesium brain food on sale, along with the HGH Stimulate. Also have more purple sticks that are coming in right now to keep everybody supplied. So thank you again for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.